irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is finally Friday, and it's also September the 13th, which makes it Friday the 13th. And for some people, it's not good luck. It's bad luck, but I don't get it. I don't know. It goes back, I guess, a long way to legends or whatever, right?
Yeah. And I know there's some buildings, I know in New York, that they don't have the 13th floor.
Right. A lot of
and the building I lived, they didn't have the 13th floor. I was like, right. You know that the 14th floor is the 13th floor.
Exactly. Then you start having to do
math. I
wonder
why is that, though?
Because it came from somewhere. I don't know. But the interesting thing is, in Judaism, 13 is a good number.
Yeah.
That's the bar mitzvah age. So it's different. I don't know where it came from.
Okay, here's it. Some believe this is unlucky because one of those 13 Judas Iscariot was a betrayer of Jesus Christ. It's a religion thing.
It is a religion thing.
From the 1890s, a number of English language sources relate to the unlucky 13 to an idea that the last super Judas.
Last supper Judas. Judas,
It's a religion thing. It's a religion thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. Oh, well. The religions have a lot of interesting stuff to them.
You know? In the Jewish religion, there's a lot of lucky numbers, like 5, 7. Mm. 7 is a lucky number. 5 is a good number.
Well, you know that 7 is a very interesting number, and if you turn it into numbers. What I mean is, for example, there's a lot of 7s, okay?
Yeah.
Like, there's 7 colors in the rainbow. There's 7 musical notes.
Uh-huh.
There's seven layers of atmosphere, you know, like the stratosphere and...
Right.
Yeah, and
yeah.
all that. And then, people created 7 days, divided weeks by 7 days.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know where that came from, probably from the Bible.
On the seventh day, God rest.
Right. So that's 7. And then on the Shabbat table, okay, which is for the Sabbath, for those who don't know.
The Jews
have Sabbath dinner on Friday night, and everything on the table is 7. Wine, if you start doing that, like gematria things, where you turn from letters into numbers.
Yeah.
So wine, fish, challah, you know, the bread.
Yeah. What do you mean it's 7, though?
Okay, like
the things in the challah is 7.
No, the Hebrew letters. If you turn them into numbers.
Okay, how much is it?
Okay, wine is like 10.
Now I got you. And how do you say that in English?
Yeah, so wine is 10, 20, and 50. Gematria. Yeah, whatever. They don't use it here. Yeah.
But basically, to the readers who don't, to the listeners who don't know, gematria is basically turning letters into their numeric
value. Yeah, in Hebrew.
So the letter A, which is in Hebrew, A would be 1, for example. C would be 3.
Right, and so forth.
Yeah.
And then it goes by 10, 20, 30, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it does, if you reduce all the numbers, you see that it comes up with 7. So you realize, well, maybe something's going on here, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe something's going on.
Man in St. Louis bar lights a cigarette while ignoring armed robber. So we talked about the dangers of smoking before. Sam, let me tell you something. I'm trying to quit smoking. And from reading this article, there was many times that I was like, I gotta get a cigarette. And I completely ignored everything that's around me just because I wanted to smoke a cigarette. But this?
Yeah.
This is new.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? He lights a cigarette. He has to smoke. He completely ignores the robber.
Right. Oh, well.
With a gun and everything.
What's he going to do with the robber, you know?
He's like, I'll decide how I'm going to die. And he lights his cigarette.
Right. Exactly. You know, who cares, man? It just, related to this, I guess a Florida woman was, got into a fight because she couldn't find cigarettes outside Disney World.
What?
Yeah. So I guess she couldn't find cigarettes. So she got pissed off and started, behaving disorderly. They're saying she was arrested for misdemeanor disorderly intoxication. After she tried to slap a taxi driver.
What?
And kicked the deputy sheriff in the park.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Florida woman.
Yeah. I guess what happens is she asked the taxi driver, who does not smoke, for a cigarette outside the park. She became angry when he told her he did not have any cigarettes and began trying to slap. Oh, God, man. People are fucked up.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So it is Friday. I was going to take a trip down the coast with a nice BMW i8. But
oh, you still have it? How long did you rent it?
I didn't rent it. I'm only going to rent it for a day.
Oh, that's
nice. It's expensive. But I wanted to, it's convertible. The doors open like wings and shit.
Oh,
so
that's
it's,
nice.
Yeah, I know.
I think, is that the one I saw downstairs?
Yeah,
the
white one, yeah.
That's a $150,000 car, right?
It is.
Nice.
I know. But you know what people do is they buy it or lease it and then they rent it out, like to people that want to drive it, like me.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty good business, you know? I mean, and then he says, so I was going to rent it this weekend. And the guy says, well, it's already taken. Do you want our McLaren? Remember the McLaren that they have down here? The orange one?
Yeah, the orange one.
Right.
That is, you know, that's the $150,000 car.
No, that's a lot more.
A lot more?
Let me give you an example. It's got to be a lot more because, look, the BMW i8 rents for about $220 a day.
That's not much.
Okay. The McLaren, $800.
Yeah.
$800. So what? You want to tell me cost $1 million? I mean, what is this? It's like, I have to ask him, how come you guys...
He's got to make
so
money.
So much more. No, I know, but how much more can it cost than the BMW, you know?
Yeah.
McLaren more than 150 grand? I don't know. Let's see. How much do McLarens cost?
Yeah.
No, because they're very expensive, you know, but 270,000. They started.
So that's double.
Oh, you see, one sold over $1 million.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, well, it says
but
here.
That's the thing, because he was like, you know, this car is not available. You want something four times more expensive.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's just a general business
done. Yeah, I know. Well, maybe because they're rare, you know, there's not a lot of them.
Really?
So if somebody wants it, obviously a very rich person could rent this for a day.
Yeah.
If I had that kind of money to rent it, I'd just buy the fucking thing.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
I love cars. Yeah. I used to work in Israel at this, we used to import high-end cars to people in Israel, to rich people. You
know? Rich people, obviously.
No, people that can't afford it. Because think about it, in Israel, the price is actually times three.
Right.
Because all the taxes and everything, you know. So whatever it costs here, it's three times more.
Right. And it probably wouldn't last very long there. People would fucking...
They would take tax of 120, 150 or 120% tax. Right. So it's it's the value of the car plus 20%.
Right. You know, plus you can't park it anywhere there because it'll disappear in a moment.
I don't know if it'll disappear in a moment, but there's not a lot of roads that really allow you to drive fast like that. And if they are, they'll have a bunch of cameras on them. To make sure that they'll screw you up.
Plus, you'll be the only one with a fucking McLaren in the country, you know?
Yeah.
You can't steal it and hide, you
know? There are nice cars in Israel, but I don't think I've seen a McLaren. No.
No, you won't see one. Yeah, you'd be the only one, really. But I love cars too, you know, and I the BMW i8 is my favorite car. It looks like a fucking rocket, man.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So, yeah, so it's not working out this weekend. Probably next weekend I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how many chicks it's going to attract to it.
Yeah.
Being a magnet.
I'm telling you, try the puppy.
The puppy? Take the puppy with us?
A puppy, first of all, it costs much less than a McLaren.
Or rent a puppy for the day.
I don't know if you just because now I'm thinking about you just sit there in the park, you know, petting the puppy. People might think you're weird.
Yeah,
they'd be like, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
Exactly. You know?
Maybe they'll on to you. Maybe just a cute dog, not a puppy.
I don't need a dog. I need a.
You wanted a dog anyway. See,
no,
all the
true.
Things you naturally want are the things that attract chicks. Think about it.
No, but the thing is that I don't need to attract chicks with a dog. I mean, that's a big commitment, you know, for the dog. I mean, I take a dog today, but I don't think I could last with it a long time. So it would be unfair to the dog and to me.
German chocolate factory spill makes for sweet street. So they've got the entire street filled with chocolate.
Really?
Yeah. Berlin. Firefighters in town of Wörl in western Germany tackle an unusual emergency. Late on Monday, tank into the street. So the entire street is filled with chocolate.
Wow.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Would you eat
about
chocolate?
About a ton of chocolate ran into the yard.
Well, I wouldn't eat the chocolate on the street, but I'm sure it tastes pretty good.
That will attract some chicks too.
Yeah,
your
right?
Your whole backyard filled with chocolate.
Yeah. I love that. I love chocolate, man. I gotta have a little piece every day.
I have an addiction to chocolate.
Really?
It's a serious. It's actually a sugar addiction. I'm addicted to chocolate. I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I would have M&Ms next to my bed, and I would eat them out of my sleep until one day my sister Ophir did an intervention. And the way I told you, the way Israelis do interventions is just tell you what to do. They threaten you. So it's not like, you know, in America, they're like, so how should we say it? Should we, you know, how should we approach it? Everybody's trying to be the most sensitive they can be in America. And Israel, they just threaten your life. She was like, listen, if I catch you one more time with those goddamn M&Ms, I'll kill you. She goes, this is really upsetting. It's actually very dangerous. I would walk around with the M&Ms. My dream, I want to have a birthday where I'm successful enough to fill the whole pool with M&Ms.
The whole pool?
The whole pool.
Why do you need the whole pool?
I don't know. It's kind of... It's
that's
kind of,
a lot of M&Ms.
That's a lot.
Try to fill
it's
your
extreme.
Bathtub. Yeah.
No, because I'm going to have a party, right?
Right.
And I want either a pool or some sort of a container, a see-through container that you can see the M&Ms through it. I want to jump.
Oh, you want to dive into the M&Ms. Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? People have done everything. Yeah.
And do 3, 2, 1, woo, and I jump. That's what I want to do. My dreams are different than other people's.
Yeah.
Dreams. My goals.
I'll see.
My goals are a little peculiar. I know.
Diving into an M&M pool.
I know.
Oh, wow.
I know.
All right.
So now that you can't take the BMW, what are you going to do?
Fucking nothing.
I wonder if you can rent a puppy, though. I wonder if you can rent a dog for the like a McLaren.
Well, I can dog sit for someone, I'm sure.
Yeah, and just take it to the park.
Nah.
That's weird.
No, it's not. But you know, I mean, look, in the heat, I'm not going anywhere outside.
Yeah.
Let me be in a car. Although we're gonna take a convertible, but you know what? Along the coast, it's not as hot as here.
Yeah,
so
no, it's
be
nice.
Bearable, you know?
It's nice. Well, you can rent a different car, but you want to save up for the BMW.
Yeah, for that one. Yeah, why would I take a different car? I mean, I have a nice car already.
Yeah.
You know, it just said I wanted that particular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, next weekend.
Yeah.
And you take some pictures.
Yeah, I will. And so I was looking on Turo, which is the app where you get the cars.
Let me tell you, there's a sometimes overpriced. I mean, they're much cheaper than all the six, all the, you know, all the car
Who's
rentals.
Overpriced?
Turo? I mean, not overpriced. Their prices are better compared to regular leasing companies by far. But let's say now I'm without a car. I wanted to lease a car. They want like $800 because they take $20 a day, $30 a day. You could find cars there for $30 a day, right? But if for the long run, $30 a day.
No,
is
it's
like,
not for a long run. This thing.
It's
at all.
More like yeah, it's more for the short. So for the short run, it's
days.
Worth your while. But for the long while,
No.
It's too much.
You'd never do that. I mean, who would rent by the day? You know, it's expensive.
Yeah. No, so, with Tor can. It's like $20, $30. You could find cars there if you need a car. You could find expensive ones too, like $100, $150 a day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know.
Did
so,
you find your BMW there?
Yeah, but no, but actually it turned out that the guy on Turo
is the same guy.
The same guy.
I mean,
here.
How many
so it's the same
I8s.
Fucking car.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not a lot of them that are 2019 speeds. What they call it? Not a speedster, but. Gee, what they call it? I forgot. But at any rate, so it's a special model,
right?
You know, and it's new and it's virgin and it's good.
Well,
not too many people.
There's always next weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we'll do it then. But at any rate, I should drive somewhere this weekend though, because every weekend's the same. I get bored, and maybe I'll just take a drive up north. North of Santa Barbara or something. There's a lot of beaches that are nice and camping places and stuff. So maybe we'll do that. We'll
yeah.
See. What about you? Do you have any plans?
Well, I have two shows. On Sunday, we're doing the Comedy Store, 8 o'clock. Monday is Laugh Factory, 10 p.m.
Oh.
So I'm just going to do comedy.
Okay.
That's all I do.
Well, that's what
it's
you do
It's all
best,
I do. I don't really go to clubs that like that.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's too loud. Let me tell you something.
You mean the dance clubs?
I used to party
really,
really hard. But now I'm like, it's too loud. People are pushing me. It makes no sense. The concept of partying in a club makes no sense. I was with my sister last Sunday. It was the middle of the day. We go to the structure. It's there's no window, so it looks like 4 a.m., right? It looks like night. Party and like... It's so crazy. You have like balloons and you have like all this like smoke coming out and this music is so loud and people like walking around with signs says happy birthday Jessica 24. I was like, only when you're 24 you do this kind of shit.
Yeah,
you
right.
Don't see like a woman in like 30s she's like, hey, Jessica's 36 and she's 42. She's like, shut the fuck up, what are you doing?
Exactly.
You'll never see a sign, that's for sure. After you're 30.
So you have like, so it's for young people.
It's
you know?
It's only when you're 22, 24, you have a sign of your birthday.
Right.
And I'm like, these people, I'm like, this is Sunday. This is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no reason for you to celebrate your life. There's no reason for you to celebrate. Because like after like 30, you celebrate when there's accomplished. Something is done. You celebrate, you go out to dinner, you do a toast, whatever it is, you go to a party. There's a reason to celebrate, but at your 20s, you just celebrate hope. Yeah.
But
you know, you've got your life
like
ahead
that?
Of you.
Who goes to a club like that in the middle of the day, though?
It was crazy. They had a drummer there. There was drumming to the music. At one point, they brought a dude with a violin on stage. And it was crazy. They had confetti coming down. I don't even know. They had guns of confetti. It was, and I was like, what the?
Because
it was Sunday.
Day, right?
It was Sunday afternoon. Okay. You have to understand, this is the middle of the day. You
right,
go into
right.
this club. It's all dark. I'm like, what the? This is where all the 20-year-olds are.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy.
It's
I'm not
crazy.
Going there. You can't
it's
pay
crazy.
Me enough to go there, man.
It was wild. And I'm like, I'm too old for this shit.
Yeah, right? Look at you. I'm too
Listen,
old.
No, but let me tell you what. I go out at nights. I work at nights. I'm at the comedy clubs. I hang out with comedians. I don't do anything else.
Right.
And then in the comedy clubs, if I have a show, I get the free drinks, so I drink, and that's it. That's all I do. I don't know.
You don't like going to the beach on the weekend or something?
I do. I'll go to like private events, and they'll have like a red carpet. We'll take the picture. We'll have some drinks, and it's usually in villas or whatever it is, and I'll do that. But clubs, It's horrible. And there's always this one dude with like a table and all the chicks in the table. And it's awful. Mm. I hate that one dude. I don't know why. I was walking in there. I was like, I hate every single thing in here. Mm-hmm. I just hate it. I hated everything. And the dude with the 24, oh my God, it's my birthday, I'm 24. I was like, this is ridiculous. I have to leave.
Yeah. That's for your age. Yeah.
I had to leave. And I was like, oh my God, there's no reason for you to party like this.
Yeah.
There's no reason. In your 30s, you're going to be broke. And you'd be like, you know why? Because you spend your 20s partying like this.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry for my little rant.
No, there's no rant. That's fine. So, now, actually, I was thinking, I just remembered that last week I was going to go to this place. It's called Idlewild. Have you heard of it?
No.
Idlewild in California. It's about, no. It's only about like two and a half, three hours from here.
Yeah.
And it's like really nice nature and stuff. There's lakes, there's all kinds of stuff. So I thought it's not too far. Maybe I'll check it out. You know, I mean, I don't know.
But
I
this
just,
time
I'm
you
so
go.
I'm so desperate for nature.
This time you go.
Well,
because last time you were, you remember you were at the hotel and then you're like, the second day you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, the second day, fuck it.
Right? So, no, this time you commit, Sam. I want you to commit to it. You take your tent and you're like, doesn't matter what's going to go down, I'm going to camp. That will give you a story,
maybe
too. Maybe, you know. You know what? Always when you suffer, like when you're not having a good time, is where you end up having a good story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. You got to have good stories, you know? But no, maybe that's a good idea. I'll take a friend and we'll go there or something. I don't know if I'll stay overnight, but they're saying it's pretty nice, you know, like a mountain resort and stuff. So
that's nice.
Yeah. 1 mile in altitude. I hope I'll be able to handle that.
Yeah, you know, the oxygen might be, I don't know if it's going to be good or bad, but it should be good for your sleep, like the breathing.
Right.
When you go really high, the air gets really clear.
It's thin, too. When I went to Mammoth last year, that's 13,000 feet, man. That's like
that's
as far
a lot.
As airplanes go.
Yeah.
And I couldn't breathe.
Really?
Yeah, at a certain point, I had to leave. I felt like I was there only for a day. The second day, I said, you know, I can't deal with this. I'm having to catch my breath all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. So I took off. The first day was okay, and then it sort of like caught up with me or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I decided, well, I'm definitely not going to live in,
in
Denver or something, even though I would love to check out Denver. But
I ski.
Yeah.
And I think one time we were like at 4,000.
Right.
And it wasn't easy.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy to breathe. But when you ski, you go down very quickly. The whole purpose of skiing is skiing down the mountain.
Exactly.
But when you when the chairlift takes you up like that, you're like, oh.
Yeah. Have you skied?
Yeah.
Snow skied?
I snowboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How cool is
that? I love it. I wait every year. We go with my dad, all the sisters, like a family thing.
Right.
I love it. I wait all year for it.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can stand on it and everything?
Everything you want.
Right.
I'll do I do all the types of terrain, like they mark it with the color, like red. Like,
oh, I see.
So so blue would be the easiest one, and then you got red, and then you got black, and then you got diamond black and double diamond.
Oh, I see. So it gets more dangerous.
And my dad is like, one day I remember he was like going down the double diamond. I was like, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, let's just go here. I was like, Jesus Christ! And we went down. Of course, I'm not gonna go a different route for my dad.
Wow.
So he's like a child. So I love him so much. I think that's where I got it from. You know that you don't you have a young spirit about you.
Mm. Well, you're still young.
Spirit.
When you're 7, you talk to me about young
spirit. I feel 6 though. That's considerably younger. Sometimes I behave like I'm 6. You know, we're comedians.
Okay.
We're comedians.
Right.
But our
for
life
someone
is
at
silly.
30 to say they're old is ridiculous.
Oh, right.
It's ridiculous. So we've talked on this on the show before you were here, I think. But you know what soft ghosting is? Have you heard of that?
Soft ghosting. Is that like I know ghosting is like when you don't call somebody, when they don't call you.
Right. Well,
they ghost you? Like, they don't...
Yeah, they don't get back to you, right?
Like, I never had
you're
that.
You're starting to date somebody.
I think people are scared of me. I think
they disappear on you.
I think people are scared of
no,
me.
It's...
I'm Israeli. You can't really disappear on me. I'll find you.
Right. But no, but the question is if you start dating someone and he stops writing you and just disappears, what are you going to do? Kill him?
No.
Okay.
That's so rude, though.
What?
So rude.
It is, but they're trying to spare your feelings while the
by
point
hurting
is...
you much more and disrespecting you completely.
Right. That's why I don't believe in ghosting. But soft ghosting is even worse, they're saying.
What's that?
Because this is like they let you down slowly, you know? They're like, eh, man, they keep making you think something's going to happen, but it never does. And then they like, and then they're saying when it comes to the texting part of it, they might like your last text, but they won't text back. So then, but it's as though they responded. So they're saying that put the, like the
they
responsibility
like it, but they
on you.
Yeah.
You know,
like
where
it.
You have to, like for example, let's say I text you, right?
Yeah.
And you just, and you don't answer.
I just like it or something.
No, let's say you don't reply, yeah. Right? Then it's you who's disconnecting this relationship, right? You're the one who's ending it because you're not writing back. Now, if you like what I wrote, then it's as though you responded. So now I have to double text you, which means I texted you once, you didn't text back, and I'm texting you again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes things a lot shittier, you know. So it's just as bad as ghosting because they make you think something's going to happen and
yeah.
It doesn't, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, have you done that or have you, you're a pretty straight person, right?
Yeah, I've never done that. It made me think that I wonder if you know, Apple or whatever the Android, when they invent these new features of like now you can laugh at a text in an iPhone.
You could just
do that without replying. You could just do the
right,
sign, right?
Right.
I wonder if when they think about these features, they think about what kind of effect it's going to do on human connection.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because they have a lot of power. Because some people are like, yeah, it's a good feature. But if you think about it deeply, it affects human connection. Because now, right. Obviously, people are using that to just ghost.
Right.
I'm not saying that this is the cause. The people are the cause. But it's just another tool.
Right.
And you never know what it's going to cause. You're not going to... They don't say the programmers, you know, the engineers are like, oh, I'm going to create a tool that's going to make people ghost. They just want to add another feature.
Right.
But every small feature, everything they do, even on Instagram that they added the stories, right? Now people are just scrolling to see who watched their stories on Instagram.
Right.
Like, it changes human behavior.
Right.
Technology now has a power. It shifts.
Yeah.
It always has, but now I'm talking about the smallest features.
Right.
That change the whole game.
Yeah, yeah. But they think about all of this, believe me. They really do. But with the stories, I never knew until somebody told me that, you could see who's liking or who's looking at your stories, right? You can actually see that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where you can't tell pictures or videos and stuff, but with your story, that's why I never look at anybody's stories.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see the point.
I like the stories.
If you have to know that I saw your story, what if you're looking at somebody that you don't want them to know?
You don't look.
Exactly.
You don't look. So now now there's this feature.
Right.
You know, now there's this feature is like, oh, you're curious.
Right.
I wanna look, but I don't want them to know. It's all so now. This is adds another ego layer to it. If you're trying to look at the psychology behind all these things, it's like that's the ego. It's like, oh, I'm curious about what they're doing, but I don't want,
right.
I don't want that. We all had that, right? I have that. Right. Like, I don't want them to know I looked at them. You know, whatever. It's such bullshit, right? But
but
we are consumed by it all our days. I see people, and I'm sometimes, I can be in the iPhone. I could be sitting in a couch in my house and be on the iPhone, and like 45 minutes later, I was like, wait, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm out of the phone.
I think the feature of being able to see who looked at your profile and stuff, which LinkedIn has, for example,
yeah.
is terrible. It's terrible because I don't use it because I don't want many people to see that I'm on their page.
Well, in LinkedIn, it's curious. Different.
Maybe it's a competitor. You're just curious about them. And stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But on Facebook, I can do that and I don't have to worry that he knows or she knows that I've been on their page.
Yeah. On Instagram, by the way, there's apps to tell you.
Really?
I know. Yeah. One of my friends told me he downloaded an app to tell them if you go to someone's page. That's why I like to be very careful.
Yeah.
I'm going to people. Even though, you know what, Sam? I don't give two shits. Let's be honest. I don't care. They're going to know. Look at their profile. Ah, who gives a shit?
Right.
Who get?
Yeah.
You can't be. If you're going to do it, just commit to it. If you're going to look at their profile, just say, you know what? The hell with it. They can know. And that's it. And I don't know.
No, I don't want that. I mean, even on Instagram now, if you like, hold or double tap a picture, you like it, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes just scrolling makes me like pictures. I'm like, I don't want to fucking like this person's picture.
Yeah.
So it's pretty shitty, you know? I don't know why they did that. But it happens a lot because you scroll on the pictures, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty shitty, man. But you know, I mean, do you find that on social media you have people you follow who you don't like? Like, maybe you probably don't.
I mute them. There's some people you can't unfollow because it's like they're colleagues or whatever. You're talking about this, so you have to follow them. You can mute them now. They would never know.
Right. So you
I
don't
mute
know, right?
people on a daily. Let me tell you.
Yeah. You don't
if I see a post and
shit.
I'm like, I can't see more of this
I
shit.
I just on Facebook, I just unfriend them because.
What? That's very drastic, though.
But those are people I don't know.
Oh, okay.
They're like Facebook acquaintances. I can't tell you how many people I have on Facebook that I don't know because, especially in the beginning, like in 2008, 2009.
Yeah,
everybody was racing, to friend a lot of people. Like suddenly had 5,000, you know, because also I was on the radio, so a lot of listeners and stuff connected with me. But I don't know these people. So, you know, you've got used to over the years seeing their shit, and finally you go, why am I looking at their shit? I hate it. I hate them.
My mother just opened up Facebook like a year or 2 years ago, and she was so sweet about it. She goes, who, like, she got some friends requests, right? And she goes, like, who the hell is Moses, you know? Why does he want to be my friend? I was like, Mom, it's Facebook. He's like, do you know this person? I was like, yeah, we were once at this class. I know him, like, regular life concert. He's like, I'm not his friend. We don't talk every day. I was like, Mom, Facebook, like, if you approve somebody's friend request, doesn't mean you talk every day. They're just friends on Facebook. She's like, well, what's the difference between friends on Facebook and regular friends? We don't talk. I don't want to see him. I don't want him to see me. So she just ignored all these people.
No, but I've got quite a few people that I really dislike, and I'm just fascinated by their stuff. And I also think because, you know, they say keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Yeah.
When you know what they're doing, and I always want to know what my enemies are doing, you know. Although I don't really have enemies, I just have people I dislike a lot. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I mean, I feel like Facebook is mostly people, everybody's disliking.
Right?
If there was a dislike button, I bet everybody would use it on Facebook.
I would use
it for sure.
Yeah.
I know they had a pride button once. That was fun.
But they do have the the crying button, too.
Yeah, whatever. They have the crying, they have the mad.
Right, so.
I don't know. I don't post on Facebook as much as I do on Instagram because I don't know. Facebook seemed to me such a heavy, like it's so more heavy. And Instagram is like more light, you know? It's like, oh, it's just some pictures. It's sweet. It's, I don't know.
No, it's true. But you can't really carry a big conversation on Instagram.
I don't attempt it.
I'm not that type
no,
it
for
depends
people
on what you look for.
To go on Facebook and start fighting with people in the comments on Facebook. I see them all. I was like, who are you people? Why don't you have anyone? Why are you doing this? I have some friends that like they would be on Facebook and they would literally argue with people on the comment section and be so into it. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
Especially in politics and shit.
It's fine. Know? I mean, I don't judge it. I can talk to a person for hours, but I can't do the whole like. Can you believe it? And most of these people they don't even know. It just be other arguers, Facebook arguers. It's a whole genre, the Facebook arguers.
I know, but Instagram, one of my biggest peeves about Instagram is they don't allow you to link. And that sucks, you know?
Yeah.
Because the internet, everything's about linking.
Yeah.
So that's why you go to Facebook and you can do that. So.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I think Instagram is too structured, you know? You can't put like long videos and you can't put links. And
there's a new one, TikTok. TikTok. You know, TikTok is like a video one you make funny videos with.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got a couple friends on it. It's kind of cool.
So they keep coming up with new stuff.
Yeah, they keep coming up with new stuff. Yeah. Snapchat, Facebook tried to buy Snapchat. Snapchat was like, no.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have been like, okay, I don't know. I don't know how that Snapchat is doing now, but there was a time Facebook wanted to buy them. And then Snapchat was like, no. And Facebook was like, okay, we'll do the fucking filters ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's... In this world, it's so hard. That. Even if you have some sort of a patent or something like that, it's just so easy to copy with a slightly different.
Right, that's what happened.
You know, because Snapchat, all they had the facial recognition, the facial, you know, the filters that put things on your face and whatnot.
Right.
And Facebook is just like, okay, we'll just do the same fucking thing.
Yeah, a lot of original stuff for sure, right. Are you going to go see the movie Hustlers with Jennifer?
Yes, Lopez? I really want to see it. They say she could win an Emmy. I heard some rumors. She her role there was pretty good. I don't know. I haven't
Emmy
seen
or
it.
An Oscar?
I think I'm going to see
it a
this
movie.
I'm going to see this. I want to see it this weekend.
So it's a movie. It's not going to be an Emmy. It's going to be a
not Emmy, an Oscar.
An Oscar.
An Oscar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, she helped produce the movie and she stars in it. And she looks great, I'm telling you. She looks great for any age. And apparently, so this movie is about strippers using their sexuality to fleece men in the process of striking a blow for the working class against Wall Street fat cats.
They have Cardi B, J-Lo. I think they have Lizzo. I saw Lizzo on the trailer. Oh, my God.
Lizzo and Constance Wu from the movie Crazy Rich Asians is the star of the movie. And they're exotic dancer. They drug their customers, running up the tabs on their credit cards and things like that. So sounds pretty interesting. It's based on a true story, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll probably see that. I want to see It Chapter 2, which I missed last week. So maybe I'll see this week. We'll see. Yeah. What other new movies are coming out? Do you know?
I don't think it's new. Like the Hollywood one is not new. The Quentin Tarantino one is not new. I really wanted to see. I didn't watch that. The Lion King. By the way, I've heard that The Lion King, there's something like kind of messed up about it because the lions talk and they don't have facial expressions. Obviously, lions don't have facial expressions.
Right.
But it's a movie, right? And they didn't really solve it.
Because
my friend told me it was weird.
Well,
that
it
the
is
lions,
weird.
Because only their mouth is talking. And the lions are like, and she was sitting there. She goes like, what the hell is this?
It's an animated movie. That's the thing is that it looks so real. You expect them to behave real.
Yeah.
But they don't. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Probably be weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to see it, though. I really would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what other movies are coming out, but I think there's a couple that there's a lot of good movies coming up, you know, but many of them are like superheroes, which I don't want to see. I'm tired of all the superhero movies. It's just too much, you know. You're right, other than Hustlers, nothing is new here,
but I'm gonna watch it.
Rambo Last Blood.
That's I'm gonna watch Hustlers.
Hustlers.
Yeah
Wow. Yeah.
So maybe this weekend is just like a movie weekend. You didn't get your car.
Yeah. Rambo Last Blood. Do I want to see that? Yeah, why not? I've seen all the other ones. You know.
You sound so excited.
I know, right?
Sam, you sound awfully excited.
Because I don't really get excited about going to the movies anymore. You know
where you should go? There's to go to the IPIC. Oh, it's much better. They give you a blanket. You got your seat. You got like a TV seat. It your legs go up.
Right.
They have a full menu. You can order what you want. They give you what. It's so nice. Good. Yeah, they got in Westwood. They got some in the Valley too.
Okay.
I think they got. I don't know if they got one in Sherman. I don't know. They got one in the Valley.
I'll check them out.
And then it's much nicer. You get to sit. You get to put your feet up.
Right.
They bring you food. It's amazing. Yeah.
How can they bring you food while the movie's going on?
Why not?
Because
why not?
They
got chocolate
keep walking
cake.
Around.
What?
If they keep walking around,
no,
bringing people food.
It's designed that way that it doesn't interfere. Mm. Because there's two chairs and then a big, not a hall, but the two chairs and there's space.
Space.
And there's another two. It's very spacious. And
right.
Each row has its own waiter or whatever.
Right.
And they do it very quietly.
Okay. All right, I'll check it out.
Sounds interesting.
Well, does it cost $100 a ticket to get
no,
in there?
No, it was like 30 something.
Piece?
Yeah.
Wow.
But.
And then you pay for the food extra, right?
Yeah. It was like 30, I think $32 or something like that. But a regular ticket is $20, $17, $18. So
right.
Another $10, whatever.
For
you
what,
get, and you
though?
Get, you, well, you get the chair. You get the
well,
big
but the
TV
chairs,
chair.
They haven't many. They have in many theaters now, those chairs.
No,
yeah.
Not the chair with the thing
yeah.
that goes up and
yeah.
it's the same money?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe I don't know.
Yeah. Something. I don't know. No, they have a few of them
okay.
that I've been to already.
I like to order stuff. You can order whatever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm sure it's worth the experience.
Mm.
So a passenger flying from Argentina to New Zealand died minutes before the flight landed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How would you like that? How would you like to be next to a dead person on the plane?
Wait, the pilot died?
No, not the pilot, the passenger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why did he die? Did it say?
It's a she.
It's a she.
Yeah, young. She's like 20 years old.
What? She just died?
Yeah.
From what?
I don't know.
That's weird.
They don't know. She's in her 20s. She was sick.
Oh.
Collapsed at the beginning of the descent. So just about 10 minutes before we landed.
Oh.
And then they kept him on the tarmac for about 40 minutes while medical officials came. But, they let him off. They're saying the pilot kept talking to them, the captain, the whole time that they were waiting. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You want to be reassured, you know?
Yeah. Especially when somebody's dead.
Right. Isn't it funny how much respect we give the pilots that take us up there?
Yeah,
I mean, you go, fuck, man, you have my life in your hands, you know,
yeah.
You better behave.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they find pilots that come to work drunk.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Right?
That's
yeah.
crazy. But,
isn't
you know,
crazy?
Now I feel like the I don't know, I feel like, isn't the, like the plane pretty much flying itself?
Yeah, but still, I mean, do you want a drunk fucking pilot?
So go, wee!
No, the plane does a lot of things by itself. But
did you hear about the guy? It was like a year ago. The guy that hijacked the 747, the Alaska Boeing 747, Alaska.
I don't remember that one, no.
So this guy, he was working. It turns out he was employee of the airport.
Oh,
the airport. He was doing the bags or whatever, and then one day he hijacked. It was an empty plane, right? There was nobody in the plane, but he got on the plane and he started going and he went, and obviously now there's police and army after him on air and people try to talk to him, and turns out like he's the nicest dude. He goes in the radio, he's like, yo, I just want you to know that I'm like a terrorist or something like that. I'm not gonna do anything crazy. I mean, you're just flying a 747, right? I'm not gonna do anything crazy. I'm just a dude that had a tough time, man. I just had a tough time. He's like, and they give interviews about people that know him. It's like, oh my God, whatever, Steve, I don't know his name. He's such a sweetheart. Like, we would never think he's really has a girlfriend and everything. And he's such a nice person. And the dude is like, yeah, man. And he does tricks. He does tricks in the air with
yeah.
the plane. It's a huge plane. And so they ask him in the radio, the police say, how do you know how to fly this plane and do all these tricks? He goes like, well, you know, I go online. I play the flight simulator.
Whoa.
So I know all this shit. And people are shocked. And now there's above there's visuals. You can go to YouTube. There's videos of the plane going like this. You know, flipping, doing all these crazy stuff, right? And then towards the end, they go, you know, listen, we're going to help you land. Let's land the plane. It's all going to be all right. He goes like, I don't want to go to, you know, he's scared from what will happen if he lands the plane. And I guess he had some sort of problem. And he goes, I think I'm going to do another last trick and I'm going to call it a day. And they're like, call it a day? What does that mean? So he crashes the plane into an island, deserted island. There was nobody there. Only he died.
Wow.
He and like $1 million worth of plane. But he didn't kill anybody. It was one of the, I mean.
How come I didn't hear about this?
It's all over YouTube. It went viral. This dude, they have conversation with this guy. Yeah. Just type guy hijacks Alaska 747 airplane. Okay. And you'll have all this stuff. Yeah, I watched like four of them. It was like a year ago.
That's weird. Wow.
Yeah. Pretty what a way to go, stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to go, he's going to go big. You know, he's going to do it.
Yeah. In the jumbo jet.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And finally, this town will pay you $25,000 to move there. They have Italian towns that are getting like empty.
Why?
Because maybe people are dying off there naturally and nobody new moves in.
Yeah. Because it's so small and unknown.
So the population dwindles and stuff, you know. So they're like, they're willing to pay. They have about 100 underpopulated villages. So they want to prevent their communities from dying. But so you'll have to commit to starting a business in order to contribute to the local economy. Wow. Can you imagine moving to the country in Italy? Wow.
Yeah.
Looks pretty nice.
I would do that.
Would you?
Yeah.
But not the rest of your life, right?
No.
I know.
Maybe when I retire, something like that. Like you want to go to the lake. If they'd offered you money, you would go right now.
But this is like nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I would. What did you say? If they offered me where?
If that lake you wanted to go, if they offered you $25,000 right now, would you go?
To live there?
Yeah, right now. You have to leave everything.
You mean that in Oregon?
Yeah, the one you wanted. Oregon.
Yeah, I would. Fuck, I was going to do that without people giving me money. You're funny, man. I was almost out of here already.
Yeah.
No, shit. $1,500 a month for a house on the lake, man. How can you beat that?
You can't.
And there's a beach on the other side of town. And
it's nice.
It's nice. Lots of nature. So you don't have to go far to be in nature here. Fucking have to drive 3 hours now.
Yeah.
2 hours to find a place, and it's all in traffic, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see. We'll figure out something, folks. We hope you have good plans for the weekend. Maybe eventually if I find someone in my life,
Sam.
I'll do more things.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, folks, thank you all for listening. We'll see you all on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning.